Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, welcome.
How are you? Good morning.
Good to see you. How are you, my friend? How are you? As you can see, the colour has gone from me, has drained from me.
I'm back to
my normal.
You look fresh.
My normal colour. What have we got today? And I ate sausages last week.
Yeah, we're going to do kind of like two chicken recipes, and one of them is a lovely gratin in the oven, like a pie, but not a pie, if that makes sense. And then we're going to do
make any sense.
I'll explain. And then we're going to do kind of like a tray kind of meal with some roast chicken and potatoes with aioli. Like it's kind of like a one tray dinner. It's fantastic.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, it's
okay,
really
what's
tasty.
The first one,
so the first one we're talking about is our gratin.
Yeah.
One thing that works really well is leeks and chicken. Leeks work so well. If you can cook down some leeks, put them into some chicken, you know, with a pan fried chicken breast, even without doing this recipe, it's beautiful. This is kind of a recipe if you have leftover chicken, which I'm thinking if you've leftover roast chicken or you want to buy a roast chicken, save time.
Yes,
lots of good quality ones out there.
That's true.
Just make sure they're obviously Irish quality assured.
Yeah.
So you heat up a little bit of butter, you make up your slice your leeks, and always make sure your leeks are well washed. So leeks, you use the green and the white of the leeks. Something I want to tell you, Marty, when I was training to be a chef, I was reading about in France when they're weaning a baby, one of the first things they give them is the potato and leek soup.
Great.
I thought that was amazing. Yeah, I thought that was just so
really?
Lovely. Yeah, leek is known as the kind of poor man's asparagus, but it's a beautiful vegetable. I love it, so I do.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. It's a gorgeous thing.
I do. My mother used to make it with white sauce and breadcrumbs and bake it off in a sundae.
But leek and potato is a thing.
Isn't it? Well, no, we're going to be talking about that
gorgeous.
Now. I'll talk about a nice soup shortly, so I will.
Okay.
Not today, but a nice potato and leek soup, because we have a nice one. So, Marty, you slice your leeks, okay? You're going to soften them with a little bit of butter. Then what you're going to do is you're going to put in the grated rind of lemon. Lemon works really well with chicken, obviously, and then with the leeks. And then we're going to put in a little bit of fresh thyme. Love fresh thyme. If you were to ask me, what herbs would you grow at home? Thyme, rosemary, a little bit of parsley, and if you want, bay leaf, if you want.
Mm.
They're the three herbs that I have at home. We're lucky we have a gardener in the restaurant, but basil doesn't grow well for me, you know, so I buy the obviously little plants. But definitely thyme is great. So, Marty, we cook that off, and then we're going to put some chicken stock and mustard into it. I'm using Dijon mustard because it's a nice kind of not too harsh. It's a nice kind of sweetish mustard.
Yeah, it's nice. It's lovely.
Nice, yeah. I really like it. And into this, we're going to put in a little bit of chicken stock, creme fraiche. So we're mixing that. We're getting that creamy element. If you don't have creme fraiche, you can just use regular cream. It's fine. Double cream, I would recommend.
You would.
Cannellini beans, some kind of beans, butter beans, any of those beans, haricot beans, from a can is perfect. They're a good store cupboard essential. Rinse them, put them in with the leeks, and then you're going to shred in your cooked chicken. And then what you're going to do, you're going to mix everything together, so you're just warming through the chicken because it's already cooked.
I remember somebody, a friend, it was cannelloni beans.
Cannelloni.
I was like, wait a second, what's that? Cannelloni.
That's it. Cannellini beans.
Cannellini beans.
And like, they're always a great, and you have haricot butter beans. They're all different kind of shapes and different textures.
Yeah.
So they have. So just rinse them well. They go in at the very end because they're already cooked.
Sure.
And then, Marty, what we're going to do is put this into a dish. We're going to get some sourdough bread. We're going to cube it and we're going to drizzle a little bit of oil. And this is going to go into the oven with some Parmesan cheese. That's where the gratin comes in. So it's not like a pastry. You could use puff pastry.
Mm.
Preheat the oven at 200 degrees. And then that goes in for about 15 to 20 minutes until it's lovely and kind of golden brown because the mixture's warm.
Sure.
So the bread crumbs, you're only just crisping them up. You can flash it onto the grill if you're stuck for time.
That
but it's a lovely
gorgeous.
Dinner. What I would serve with that, pardon me, we have the leeks, but maybe some buttered peas.
Be beautiful.
You have baked potato, or would you like potatoes with something like that?
I'm a devil. Yeah, you have the potato right here.
Mashed potato.
Well, it's that whole thing about Irish people. We love a potato.
Oh, you're like my son.
If there's
no potato, that's it.
You know?
And you know, we grow potatoes so well, and they're such a versatile ingredient.
Yeah.
So maybe a nice kind of soft buttery mash would be delicious.
Did they ever tell you about the time when we were at the lottery? We were off in Paris.
No, go on.
And we had a lovely trip for players. And we were on up the Eiffel Tower. And there was... And the dinner came, and we'll say it was chicken. I can't remember what it was. It could be chicken, it could be duck or whatever. But there were no potatoes. But the people who were running the restaurant had no intention of serving potatoes. They were so poor. All these people were going, where's my potato? There's no potatoes. What's wrong with it?
Isn't it funny?
It was an incomplete dish.
Yeah.
Because you had a salad or whatever, the veg or whatever. I can't remember what it was. And the main... meat, but no potatoes.
You know,
and people were really, you know... I mean, in fairness... They materialised fairly lively.
Well, did they?
However, I got them. I don't know.
Wow.
But it's interesting, isn't it?
That's very interesting.
It's like, and you're saying your brother's the same. Which one?
My son, sorry.
Well,
my brother too, my twin brother, but my son, Connor, he loves his potatoes.
Isn't it funny?
Oh, just first thing he grabs at the plate.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Okay,
And Marty, in the restaurant, when we do a 9-course taste menu, we always serve a lovely buttery, creamy mash.
do you?
Oh, beautiful. And some green vegetables. So they're your little sides.
Yes.
You know, I think they're beautiful. Yeah. I think they add, and people love them.
Of course they do. It's a lovely thing. Yeah. Anyway, that's a chicken and leek sourdough. Are we done?
The next one is a roast chicken. Now, it's not a full roast chicken. It's a supreme. What a supreme is the breast of chicken with kind of the wing bone on it, skin on.
Oh, yes.
So you're going to do this all in a tray. So we'll go through the recipe. It serves four. So it's one chicken breast each. Some lovely shallots, or you can use red onion. Shallots are lovely and sweet, so they are. Mm. A couple of large potatoes cut into nice big chunks. There we go. He's happy. He has his buds. Drizzle some oil over that. A lovely little bit of rosemary works really well. And then some fresh thyme. You don't have to use two herbs.
Yeah, okay.
I probably would go with the rosemary for this one, just to be a little bit different.
Rosemary's lovely, though.
Yeah,
rosemary's
lovely. I do love it. And it's a very easy herb to grow.
It is. It's gorgeous.
Chicken supremes. So it's one per person. So that's skin on, bone on. Again, lovely Irish chicken. That goes onto a tray, some tender strip, nearly tongue twister, broccoli, and a drizzle of oil. And that goes into the oven at 200 degrees. So that seems to be a standard temperature, a fan oven at 200 degrees.
Okay.
And we're going to cook our chicken. That's going to probably take, I would say, Marty, about 25 minutes. On the bone, it's going to take longer, 25 to 30 minutes. So don't be cutting your potatoes too big, don't cut them too small. So, if you're stuck for time, you can power cook
them. But you're kind of chunky.
Yeah, chunky. Even the baby potatoes would be nice. You like
them? Yeah, they're lovely, yeah.
Cut them in half. Lovely,
yeah,
and you're getting nice. The skin, you're getting a bit of roughage in.
Exactly.
To go with that, we're going to serve an aioli. What's an aioli? It's a garlic mayonnaise. One egg yolk, a little bit of lemon juice, some mustard, two cloves of garlic, which is crushed.
Is aioli cold?
Yeah.
I know it,
It's brilliant.
It's like a quiz.
Do you know her? Do you know her?
Aioli.
She's a lovely lady.
I don't know her mother. Aioli. Yeah, I do know it.
It's kind of like a French kind of style mayonnaise with garlic. So
that's right.
So some garlic and that, some olive oil. You can make your own, but now you can get some lovely, good quality, fresh mayonnaise. You know, garlic mayonnaise. I know there's a chef in Cork from Sage, Kevin O'Hearn's name, and he does a really good garlic one.
Really?
He does an Irish garlic. Just to save time. That's only as an option. Like, the chicken is lovely on its own, but this is kind of like you cut your chicken, it's like a little drizzle over it, or you could use a ranch dressing. So making your own, it's a light olive oil. We're using a little boiling water to loosen it up. So you put all your ingredients in, bar the oil, bar the water. You slowly add in the olive oil, and you can do it in a little kind of a mixer, food mixer, which is definitely take 2 or 3 minutes.
Right.
And then a little bit of chopped tarragon. Now that's optional, and it's a really good herb.
Tarragon.
Oh, do you like it?
Yeah.
Oh, look at this.
No, tarragon's lovely.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I find it really nice.
You have a lot of flavours going on.
Yeah, a lot. Rosemary, you're actually right about that. Ooh. So the tarragon is definitely optional, because you can just leave it. The garlic mayonnaise is gorgeous. So
That's lovely.
And you have your potatoes, so you're happy too.
Yeah, roast chicken and potatoes. Aioli.
Aioli, that's it.
And prior to that, chicken and leek. Sourdough gratin. They're both lovely dishes.
Simple. Just a real kind of like comfort food, family, just, you know.
Any of these served in the restaurant?
No. We would maybe do a version of maybe the gratin in the cookery school for maybe cooking for family and friends, or kind of midweek meals, you know, those kind of courses.
I suppose, Well, that would make sense, I suppose. Okay, so just a reminder again, it's RTÉ Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning, and that's where you will find all the recipes. What would you like to play today? Have you got a song you'd like to play today? None of your dancey crack. Have you any tunes that you'd like to hear? Maybe a song you haven't heard for ages. Not The Proclaimers, and not your wedding song, and not I do this because you know your book is around the corner, and
you put me on the spot, Marty. Pick something.
Well, anything at all. I was just trying to think of something. Have you any Cavan songs? I must tell you, I'll tell you next week. Sorry about you and Kevin.
Oh, go on.
Do you know what we'll do? Charlie McGettigan. Let's play something from Charlie.
What
we
a
like
gorgeous
Charlie.
Man.
One of the finest.
He is.
Yeah, here's a little Charlie McGettigan now, I think, because I love him to bits. Talk to you next week.
Thank you. See you next week.
Safe journeys, Nevin. God bless.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.